India's fashion industry is the most fastest growing worldwide, and displays of designer collections are regular events, especially in the metros. There are voices that have called for greater use of classical Indian rather than Western music at these shows.
It is titled Krishna, revolving around his mythological loves in the play of colors and ethereal beauty. An illustrious tribute to perfection, individually styled to complement a rare collection of exquisite silks and bridal wear. Silk and tissue beautifully woven with details of motifs in pure zari and finest woven brocade. But most significant of all, and contrary to trends, the designer here chose to stay rooted to India's own rich tradition of music, craft, and traditional magnificence throughout, cutting out the Western influence.
The entire fashion industry, the Indian fashion industry, is, they are sitting in India, but looking westwards. As far as the music goes, what they choose to play in their fashion shows, I'm sorry to say, but they are sometimes very jarring. They're not very, not Indian at all. And we are all at heart Indian. And we don't have a dearth of music in this country. So why not use Indian music also? And this will definitely make a road for Indian music also to associate with our fashion industry, which is a very positive thing.
Here, that sublime touch was provided by one of India's most celebrated classicists, Shubha Mudgal, through enchanting compositions especially created by her for the occasion. If the bridal collection had been designed keeping in mind Lord Krishna, the music, the ambience itself, had to create a similar mood.
I've been visiting him fairly often, and he has been showing me a lot of the work that he's been doing. And then I would say that, yes, I read somewhere, for example, there was a particular necklace that he showed me, which is called a Champakali. It is a traditional har. Now, I found mention of that particular har in the poetry from the Krishna temples, of Radha adorning herself with a Champakali har. And so I would read that out to him, and he'd say, wow, I didn't realize that this was, you know, there in traditional literature. So that's how we selected all the pieces, the repertoire, which I read over several, I've been reading over several years. And we chose those that were appropriate for his collection, and that's how we came to an agreement upon what we could present and how we could put together an album.
This presentation, symbolizing Krishna's love for his beautiful Radha and the divine embrace of beauty with love, also marries the depth and range of Indian classical music with the rich, vibrant colors of traditional bridal saris, costumes, and adornment. The jewelry collection is about rare material combinations of gold, white gold, and a flourishing sprinkle of vibrant and smoky hues flowing from a choice of precious stones. It had been labeled a symphony with an emphasis on the authentic. And for this, nothing beats India's very own classical note.